Going, go.
Hello and welcome to this week's movie podcast extravaganza. Yes, this is going to basically cover the movie roast for the week and another edition of You May or May Not Like It because I'm not watching two movies today. Nailed it. We, of course, went to the theater to see Deadpool. We've been waiting for months, and we all went to see it last night, and now we're going to do some things and some stuff. This is not sounding right. So, okay. I am your host. I am Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at MikeMiro7, I believe. Yes. Or just at Review and Roast would probably be a little better because, let's face it, he doesn't really do anything on Twitter. So, for those of you who live in a bubble for the last 6 months and have no idea what the Deadpool movie was, a former Special Forces operative turned mercenary is subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing powers, adopting the alter ego Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds, Morena Baccarin, TJ Miller, bunches and bunches of others, directed by Tim Miller, written by Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld created Deadpool along with Fabian Nizia.
Yeah,
nailed it. So yes,
although if you read the recent interview with Rob Liefeld in New York Times website, you'd think Rob Liefeld pretty much decided that he created everything, including probably Superman at this point.
I have not read this. I am not aware.
I heard he's taking credit.
He pretty much in this interview said, I'm the reason comic books exist, even though I'm 47. So.
Circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
So, yeah, back to the movie here. Like I said, if you
Can I just say also the comment on to your whole people living in a bubble comment?
Yes.
Deadpool had the biggest Thursday night opening in movie history for any movie rated R.
And is that real?
They made like $20 million almost on Thursday night alone.
No shit.
And they're projecting it to almost crack the they're projecting $175 million before the weekend's over.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I was actually didn't think it was. I thought it was going to come in third.
They're thinking like it's going to beat the Winter Soldier already. I could be wrong.
Dude, I hope it does.
But
honestly,
they're saying like it opened in the UK and it's like the biggest opening for a movie in the UK ever or some crap.
I could see them digging it.
It was almost like just a perfect storm because, you know, obviously there's quite a few people out there who have wanted this movie for years.
Super slow month.
It's only just, well, you got to figure like, you know, Deadpool was a character most people didn't know about even up a couple of years ago. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just became this weird phenomenon. And, you know, you got four-year-olds running around with, like, Deadpool hats. And it's like, that's totally inappropriate. But, I mean, okay, so he's like the, I guess, underdog that everyone just all of a sudden loves for I don't even know what reason. Like, it just happened.
Is he an underdog?
Not anymore. That's what I'm saying.
He was. I mean,
oh, maybe once. Yeah, okay.
I mean, he was a guy that most people just didn't know existed, and then all of a sudden, in the last few years, for
right, but the people
reason,
that did. I mean, the guy, Deadpool character is fun.
No, I'm not. I'm not bashing Deadpool.
No, I just mean that for the people that did, the true fans or original fans were hardcore. You know?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, weird moms at work were like, "Are you going to see that Deadpool movie? That movie looks hilarious." I'm like, "Oh, of course I'm going to see it." They're like, I think I want to see that. That looks weird. That doesn't look like a normal superhero movie, and I like those movies, so I don't know.
Weird is a great explanation for this movie, too, by the way.
Well, the lady at work was texting me this morning. She's like, oh, my God, my daughter went last night. She said it was hilarious. It was more comedy than superhero. I'm like, yeah, like he's not really a superhero. He's got some abilities, but
he's kind of a dude doing his thing.
He's like a wisecracking mercenary.
But I'm like, I got some of the comics. You want me to bring them in? You could read them on lunch or something. She's like, nah, probably not a good idea, but I'll probably go see the movie. I'm like,
nobody wants to admit to comic book reading.
I know, right?
You can leave them on your desk. Maybe she'll peek at them.
No. Well, maybe.
I don't know. I've been bringing them to work lately, and people are like, what's that? That looks neat.
Yeah. And then they turn around, nerd. Yeah. Hey, I told them that stuff was neat.
Nah, I don't care. Dork. Dude, you should see some of the nerds I work with. Yeah. I don't care what they say.
No, I don't disagree. So this was a weird one for me because obviously, you know, not to be like, I'm number one Deadpool fan. Like, yeah, I've read a handful of comics. Like, I'm by no means was I the biggest fan, but I was definitely looking forward to the movie. I'm also in the small, small camp of people that didn't hate Green Lantern, so I had no problem with Ryan Reynolds before, after, or whatever for this movie, but Brian's got his hand raised.
Speak.
Can I just say, according to our website and the user reviews that have chimed in, there's a growing number of people who seem to like the Green Lantern movie now. Because I gave it a like medium score, and I do like the movie, but I recognize its flaws, and it seemed like everybody in the planet jumped on with a 9, so...
Oh, no kidding.
The user score is way higher than my score.
And well, good.
So I think that the movie has developed a bit of a cult following.
Well, and again, I don't know why, but I think that movie gets bashed more often than not just because for some weird reason people just don't like Ryan Reynolds and it doesn't matter what he's going to do, although I'm pretty sure that's going to change now, but
I think
he was just one of those guys that people didn't like and they like to hate on for some reason.
I could see Green Lantern being of like Big Trouble in Little China status in like 15 years.
It's possible.
It'll be like, oh, it's one of those movies that everybody hated when it came out, but then they've gone back and watched it and they realize, oh, you know what, it's actually pretty good.
I didn't hate it. It does have imperfections, though. I just didn't. They could have did better with the villains, in my opinion. But that's about, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be nice if they did the Green Lantern meets Star Trek movie because that was a great comic. But you know, whatever.
Crossovers are for the huge nerds.
Anywho, for the third time, let's try and get through this. Anywho, I wasn't like super pumped about this because I feel like sometimes I get overly pumped and then it just completely lets me down. And I was like, they're showing way too much good stuff in this trailer to like for me to have great high expectations for this movie. Like, I feel like they're throwing everything out there and hoping something sticks so they can get people to go. But like, like I said, I went in with some pretty low expectations just because I didn't want to overhype it. But that movie blew me away. I couldn't have been happier.
There was humping in the movie.
With the there was some humping.
There was some awkward humping. there was a special kind of humping.
Yeah, and I didn't notice this at the movies, but you know, Mike was telling me after fact that there was quite a bit of kids there.
Oh, there were children that were short.
Are you serious?
Oh, dude, I don't know if you noticed. But yeah, there was a small child that asked her mother why Morena, I always say Monica, was going to sit on Deadpool's face. So that was, you know, I couldn't even believe it. And you know, it was funny, too, because they were talking about, there was like the rumor of a possible NC-17 rating, and I'm not going to lie. It was as close as you can get to it, in my opinion, because I think any parent that brought their kid to see this movie is not a good parent. The parents should have seen the movie themselves and then made a decision, but I mean, there's no way they did that on Friday.
I mean, guarantee that they were all just like, well, you know, it's a Marvel movie, it's a comic book, how bad can it be? The kid really wants to see it.
I mean, there was legitimate gratuitous nudity in this movie, which I'm a big fan of. There was an extremely over usage of the F word, which I'm also a big fan of.
I was going to say the use of F-bombs was overwhelming to the point where I was like, okay, I get it, you can swear, but Jesus, this
right.
But,
I mean,
was like,
it wasn't out of place.
I mean,
it started to get out of place at times.
It was a smidge, but I mean,
it was at the point
in
where
the
some
comics
of the,
he uses some potty mouth.
Only in the like Marvel Max versions, like in the regular Marvel comics, they kind of keep it PG-16 at least. But no, this movie, he was like fuck, and I was like, holy shit!
Wait, well, hold on, circle back. Is PG-16 a thing?
They kind of said, well, no, when Daredevil was coming out.
I gotta update the site, everybody.
When Daredevil was coming out, they said, you know, this isn't, you know, necessarily R-rated, but they're like, this definitely is a little more extreme than PG-13, and the guy that created did the Daredevil show kind of said, I'm kind of thinking of this as like PG-16, just below an R, but he goes, it's pretty hardcore. And then when I saw it, I was like, yeah, PG-16 actually could be a thing.
You're not going to see dick and balls,
but you're going to see some stuff.
I mean, I don't think a kid under 16 should have been at this movie myself. I don't care what your parents say, in my opinion, but...
Well, let's put it a little more in perspective. Like I said, there's a lot of, you know, mother effing this, and I mean they don't pull any punches with the language. There's definitely breasticles, there's pussicles, there's coccicles all up and down this movie. There is
sexual situations that are uncomfortable even for
the people that aren't involved.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some things in my day, kids, but even I was like, there's something.
So, Crystal,
let's talk. Ew. So the point is, I didn't think that it was an appropriate movie for kids. That's not taking. I still think that it was one of the better movies I've seen in a long time, and I just saw Star Wars. So,
well, as far as Marvel movies go, for me, I mean, it was up there with Guardians, which to me, I almost didn't even want to see it because it looked so stupid, and that movie was amazing.
Oh, try explaining Guardians to people. Yeah, there's a talking tree and a raccoon.
That's how I felt.
What's the tree
in
say?
Outer space.
Three words.
Right. Oh, and who's the star? Oh, that moron from Parks and Rec that trips over everything?
So wait a minute. There's a walking tree on a spaceship? Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
So is this like Lord of the Rings trees or?
Even the trees walked in that movie.
So, okay. Also, of course, you know, they since he's, you know, kind of tied to the X-Men or whatever, so they go to the House of Xavier, which I thought was hilarious because the way that they wrote in so many things into this movie that like reference the comics, reference real life. I mean,
reference
when they were dragging
Deadpool
away, he's like, "Oh, we're gonna go see Xavier." He's like, "Oh, is that gonna be
Stewart or McAvoy?"
Yeah, Stewart or McAvoy. Get the timeline screwed up. You know, it's like, oh my god,
they keep messing
amazing.
With the timelines. I actually love that part.
That kind of stuff is peppered throughout the entire movie. And then, like, right off the bat, you have to pay attention. Like, the first couple of minutes where nobody pays attention because you're settling in, you're, you know, shoving your mouth full
of popcorn.
Oh,
the opening credits?
Yeah, where it's like, oh, this is starring this guy. This is like, hey, some douchebag wrote this.
And
hey.
They said...
Yeah.
And they said awesome. That intro was supposed to be kind of like a mock, making fun of the way that... You remember the Watchmen intro where they did all those little, like, panel-type shots with the Bob Dylan song?
Yeah.
They said they kind of wanted to recreate that and also kind of make fun of it and then have it, like, go right into the opening scene.
They nailed
which
it.
Is what it did.
And the opening scene is the trailer that you see. Obviously, it's slightly extended, but, I mean, that's, like, the main trailer everybody's watched a billion times.
Yeah, the whole opening scene, actually, I actually... Right off the bat, I knew the movie was going to be awesome.
And there's just... I mean, you're obviously watching the trailers. You're like, this is going to have some gruesome shit.
Actually,
I'll say... Oh, my God.
Can I just say there's one thing about it I was very disappointed in? In the test footage where he chopped that dude's head off and then stuck the severed head off the window and did the whole, hey, can you guys help me? Or whatever the hell that... Where he was putting his hand puppet thing in the guy's head.
Right.
They didn't have that in the movie. And I was like, oh, that was like the best part of that shot.
There was a...
I mean, there were still a lot of them.
There was a couple other ones that I noticed weren't in there either. With Morena Baccarin, when she's talking to Ajax, there's a scene in the trailer where she says she's nobody's whatever. But
nobody's damsel in distress?
Something like that, yeah, but she didn't use that in the movie. So that scene was cut, too. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be...
That'll
be on the bonus footage.
I read an article yesterday that they ran over budget, and they had to like chop like $7 million of the... scenes or 7 minutes out of the movie, and they said that will show up on the extended DVD or whatever. So
that was another thing that like I was saying, when they go up to the school of the gift for the gift or whatever, he's like, God, every time I come here it's just you two. What are they don't have enough money to put any more X-Men in this movie?
Yeah, well, the studio must not have money for another X-Men.
I don't know, just the way they reference everything and there's nothing off limits, just it made it that much better for me.
Right, and you got the classic Deadpool fourth wall barrier break.
Well, there was the one where he broke 16 walls.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, I'm doing a fourth wall in a fourth wall in a fourth. That's like 16 walls.
Yeah, the movie was definitely not short on comedy. It was actually funnier even than the trailers.
It was
lead you to believe, really.
It was almost too much comedy at times. Like, I felt like I read a review where a guy was like, there's so many jokes in this movie, it feels like you need a second viewing to kind of get them all. And after the movie was over, I'm like, yeah, I totally think it's going to... The movie will improve upon a second and third viewing because there's so many jokes and so many like little hidden references that you're just like, you can't catch them all.
There's nuggets everywhere in this movie. I mean, really.
Oh, I'm sure I missed some, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I had an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah. No, the movie, like I said, this movie is just one-liners.
Completely unexpected.
There's a couple scenes that kind of get dark and serious, like when he's going through the whole news learning about having cancer. That part's kind of like, I'm like, man, this is getting depressing all of a sudden. And then the part where he's in that facility and he's getting all those torture treatments.
Like, yeah, but he keeps it upbeat.
There's a good 10 minutes there where he's like,
yeah, no,
getting tortured, and it's just like, what happened to the jokes? It's like they were flying at you, and then all of a sudden,
funny about torture.
But then he's there with his, you know, face all burnt up, and he's, you know, I forget what he said, something about you're still,
your
name's still Francis or whatever, and the guy's like, God damn it, Francis doesn't shut up.
Yeah, no, there was a...
I just like when they were trying to come up with his name, Captain Deadpool.
Yeah.
No,
maybe not Captain.
Yeah, or Lieutenant or something.
just Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's like, maybe you should be like a Snarky Man. No, that's not that good. What about Jokey Guy?
Yeah,
no,
what do you call him? Wisecracky Man or something?
Something stupid like that, yeah.
And he's just like, dude, what about Deadpool? He's like, yes, Captain Deadpool. He's like, no, that's not.
Actually, you know what? I didn't think I was going to like T.J. Miller at all either, and I actually did. I thought he was better than I thought he was going to be because he looked a little lame, you know, being the kind of the regular dude, you know.
He seemed like he might be lame, but I think he was perfect for like the voice alone, like not to be a weirdo, but like fits with the wisecrackiness of what he was doing or whatever. But
yeah,
like,
no, he was better than I thought. His blind lady roommate was kind of meh.
See, I just assumed that T.J. Miller was going to be, like, his friend. I didn't realize he was going to be, like, the guy that owned the bar, but everyone in that bar will do whatever the fuck he tells them to do.
Right, you know?
So, like, he's almost like a...
He's like dispatch for the mercenaries.
Basically. Almost like a Don in a weird way, you know? Which...
Well, he's got the respect of all the people.
Right, which I think he did really well.
Yeah, no, he was cool.
And I'm not going to lie, I don't know if she's going to come back and be in any of the other movies, but... What was her name? Stardust or whatever?
Angel Dust. Gina
Angel
Carano.
Dust. Holy cow, she was awesome.
She was
really
good. I liked her.
When she was kicking the shit out of Colossus, I'm like, that is awesome.
She was horrible in this movie.
No, come on.
She should never be in a movie again. Girl cannot act at all.
What's act? All she did was throw punches.
Exactly. She's terrible.
She's a UFC fighter.
I understand that.
She knows how to throw a punch.
I understand
that. Oh, you would have rather had Ronda Rousey?
Well, I had no idea that she was a UFC. I'm just like, dude, who's this chick with the crop top? Like, what's going on here?
I couldn't stand her that entire movie. She was like the only thing I did.
Dude,
I honestly
liked her better than Ajax. I didn't like him.
No,
very
I was fine
much.
With Ajax.
He was okay.
He was okay. I'm gonna put my stamp on Ajax right now. His whole power and deal, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm not familiar with the Ajax character in the comics very well.
I've never heard of him.
But
I just love that he kept calling him Francis.
Yeah, I did love awesome. That. That part was pretty awesome.
And then he spelled out Francis and all those dead bodies.
That was
like,
the best.
That was actually a pretty awesome part. But the point with him was his power was that he couldn't feel, but he gets stabbed but doesn't bleed to death. Kind of weird. No?
On the bridge?
Well, yes. He got stabbed.
He missed an artery, that's all.
Okay, what about that time when Deadpool jammed that sword in his leg and gave it a nice twist for good measure? Like, I mean, you're going to bleed out in 45 minutes of fighting Deadpool. I mean...
Well, they didn't fight for 45 minutes.
It was a minute.
Doctor was right off camera.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, it was like one of these guys has a healing power and one of them can't feel pain. The guy that can't feel pain is eventually going to... Whether he can't feel it or not, his body's still going to run out of...
Juice?
Stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just they kind of overpowered him, I guess, to keep up with Deadpool. I guess is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? Like he had enhanced reflexes and no pain sensors. So it's not like, I mean, I see that you get a little extra strength and blah, blah, whatever. But the fact that he's getting stabbed and beaten and all of that stuff, and basically, like, his legs never stop working.
Nothing broke when he got thrown across the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you gotta poke holes?
Well, I'm just poking a hole in one dude. This guy's bashing Gina Carano. I thought she was the best with her superhero landing.
I wouldn't say the best.
What about superhero landing?
All right, it was awesome. No, like when she first came on the screen, Ryan, I was like, oh, she's
superhero landing.
She's pretty stiff. I don't know about this, but
superhero landing.
She played that role pretty much exactly Ryan, how I think it should have been.
You didn't even like the superhero landing.
It's
terrible for your knees.
I never liked her from the moment she walked on screen to the moment the movie was over. She was, maybe she wasn't miscast, but she was not my favorite at all.
Oh, I'm not saying she's my favorite.
I thought she was the role she was there to play, she played it well. I think. There you go.
I hope women.
I'm bashing her.
If it wasn't for
she
Colossus,
sucks.
We'd have got to see some boob.
That was funny, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wait, you left a little...
I feel like the girl that she played the...
Teenage Warhead.
That's her first... I didn't notice till last night as we got back. That's her first role ever. She's never been in
right?
a movie before.
She didn't
even
chew gum.
She was phenomenally better
she
than
didn't
Gina
speak.
Carano.
She literally did the same thing as Gina Carano, except for she was bald-headed.
Yeah, but she had a little bit better personality for my liking.
Oh, she delivered her three lines better than Gina Carano delivered her three lines?
Right.
Yeah, she actually did. I was like, I'd like to see her again. Gina Carano, no thanks.
Well,
junk.
No one's saying she's like going to win an Oscar.
I don't think she's going to win
an Oscar for this movie. I mean, that's...
See, I don't know why movies like this don't get considered. If it's successful, enjoyable, and does what it's supposed to do, I mean...
No, I agree, but it's not... Nobody's winning nothing.
I'm going to say, the Oscars have been delegitimized.
Like, they're going to win a sequel, and that's about...
Oh, I know. I'm just saying,
And they'll probably get more X-Men.
I don't know if movies that flash the puss really get... or the dong really get nominated
for Crying
much.
Game?
There was some seared dong.
All I'm going to say is the fact that Straight Outta Compton has gotten almost no Oscar nominations just delegitimizes the award in my eyes altogether.
They've been doing that every year for a very long time, snubbing some of the greatest movies ever.
Well, there was an article, I think, online a few months ago about the Oscar winners that have faded into the dust of time. And there are movies from like the late 90s. They're like, yeah, anyone talking about that movie anymore? Yeah, I didn't think so because it wasn't that good.
Yeah,
there are some specific rules, and I'm not saying that Straight Outta Compton doesn't follow some of them rules, but I'm just saying, I mean, some movies just maybe they didn't follow the rules.
I don't know what the rules could possibly be other than this is a good movie or a bad movie.
It has to have a theater run in Los Angeles for X amount of weeks. It has to have, a certain amount of this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can't. Like, so anything that comes straight to Netflix or straight to Prime never will be considered. Anything that has a small independent run that doesn't play in Los Angeles, never going to be considered.
See, I feel like that's wrong.
Nobody said it's right.
Yeah. I mean, those are the rules.
I mean, I feel like...
Except for them people.
I'm not saying... No, those are the rules. Like, that's, like, part of the... Because people were complaining, I guess, that because Chirac didn't get any nominations either. It's like, well, it didn't play where it was supposed to play and this and that, and like, okay, well, I can get that, but
with Netflix doing that Beast of No Nation movie, which people have loved, I think it's time that they kind of alter the rules.
Oh no, I completely
agree.
They're
a little bit outdated now.
They've probably been outdated for a very long time.
Yeah.
All right, before we circle back to Deadpool,
I just want to say a movie like Deadpool,
there's a bigger reason Chirac didn't get nominated for anything.
I agree.
Anywho,
not that I've seen the whole thing, I couldn't get through it.
Neither could I. Obviously, we were in the same room.
Not on the same couch, though. It was
under the same blanket,
right?
I mean, actually, technically, it is.
Just be honest.
It's weird.
It's getting very weird.
Hey, Deadpool was weird. That's what
I'm just saying. I understand if a movie is supposed to be a musical, but then I don't know. Put music in it. I watched 30 minutes. There was a rap in the beginning, and then everybody just rhymed.
Do we not remember "Careless Whisper"? Deadpool had plenty of music.
He's talking about Chirac.
I'm talking about
Chirac.
I know. I'm trying.
Like they're having conversations like this, and everyone's just rhyming. It's not a song. They're just rhyming.
Trying to be...
It was about as bad as that episode of How I Met Your Mother where they rhymed the entire thing. It ruined it.
Actually, that was actually
better.
You
know who wasn't on How I Met Your Mother? Deadpool.
Actually, he was.
Look at this guy.
Season 6, episode 15.
You know who wasn't on season 6 of episode 15?
Brian.
Deadpool.
Brian, definitely not Brian. He was in the background in their apartment on the shelf.
Dressed as Deadpool.
So, yeah.
Back to the Oscars.
Get to it. So, yeah, Deadpool not winning an Oscar. Still.
Not well, you don't know that. It's, you know.
I mean, I know it's February, but it's easily the best movie I've seen all year.
Well, it's that or The Revenant, and yeah.
Ugh.
It's definitely.
The Revenant might be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Wait till call me after you see Chi-Raq.
I'm going to see that movie. Don't try and talk.
And Eyes Wide Shut.
Hey, if you get past 32 minutes, you can write the review.
I will do that.
Eyes Wide Shut, I'll watch that all day compared to these. Chi-Raq or Revenant. At least Eyes Wide Shut got boobs in it.
Mm.
It's a Kubrick film. It
doesn't
have
story, but it has boobs.
Yeah. So anyways, back to... side note, my personal favorite part was in the beginning, how they were listing off people, you know, angst-filled teen is in the movie, you know, whatever, handsome superhero guy. They were listing all of this stuff, and then they put in there, how did they word it, but they put cameo, like something leading to the fact that you're definitely going to see Stan Lee in this movie.
Huh?
You just, huh?
I did. Well, because you asked the question and Max yelled it from the other room. He yelled the answer, but I couldn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't hear it either. So anyways, the point is, you knew Stan Lee was going to be in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, name one he's not in.
Fantastic Four.
The reason I wouldn't have expected Stan Lee in this movie is because he had nothing to do with Deadpool's creation at all.
Let me tell you something.
And I don't think he had anything to do with X-Force either. I mean, he created the X-Men, but I think X-Force was kind of called together in like the 80s at some point as like, hey, we've got these like third rate X-Men characters.
Well, I'm sure he had something
we can't
to do with,
give
like,
them
New
away
Mutants
let's try
something
and,
I mean I'm sure he, I mean he's,
I think he was
he's still Stan Lee. I mean,
no, I'm not,
and it's still Marvel ish
it is and it's not, because it's Fox and it's like a different Marvel. Like, they can't reference Spider-Man in this movie, or they can't reference Thor, because right. It's 20th Century Fox and
mm-hmm.
Movie studio weirdness, whatever.
The point being, this, I think, was his best cameo yet.
Definitely the weirdest one.
Strip club DJ.
Definitely.
It don't get much better than that.
I just thought for
dude,
a second.
When they busted that out, I was like, man, you know
all
what?
I kept
this movie is honestly, you know what? And that's it's actually a true statement. This movie legitimately doesn't stop surprising you.
Yeah.
From
agreed.
Start to finish. I mean,
and I'm
not even joking.
While we're on that subject, we're talking about favorite parts.
Gratuitous cameo.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
My favorite part was when he's going through the whole becoming Deadpool montage, and he's sort of in the red costume, but he's not in the like full-blown Deadpool red suit yet. He's got like the crappy cloth one.
Right.
And he's going through that little warehouse, and he's... I forget who he's fighting or he's getting ready to fight. It might even be that one guy, but he goes, hey, Jared. He goes, I'm going to give you a foot long. And I was like, yes. Because you know that just happened like 3 or 4 months ago. So you know they were like, fuck, the movie's done, but we got to do something
yeah,
about Jared from Subway. Let's cut a quick scene here. And they call everybody back like, we got to get this in there.
Yeah.
So that right there, I was just like, oh.
Yeah, who knows? 20 years from now when someone sees this for the first time, they might not get a lot of the references. But, I mean, wham.
Yeah. Dude, there's...
If they would have had Sergio in that
part, I was waiting for that at the end. I'm like, dude, if they got...
Like, you see him on the container ship, like... Even if they had John Hamm as Sergio, that would have still been awesome.
What?
That's where the character comes from. John Hamm played Sergio the Sexy Sax Man on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
like, they show all these different scenes where he just breaks through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man, start playing Careless Whisper on the...
I don't think he was really playing it, though. That kind of ruins it.
No, not like Sergio, the Sexy Sax Man at the Galleria, who's, like, going up to people at, like, the yogurt shop and just playing on the table.
Although, now that I am watching Mad Men, John Hamm is way cooler. I mean, he was always cool, but, my God, cooler.
I think John Hamm needs to be in one of these movies, because that guy's the guy's super hilarious. And he's pretty handsome. Just going to go ahead and say it.
Moving on.
If I had a man crush, he'd be
moving
one of them.
Along.
And I do.
I liked in the fight scene at the end when they stomped a dagger inside of Deadpool's head. And, like, the music all like starts slowing down and getting all like the tape's getting eaten.
When he's waving to
all the cartoon characters that popping up. It's just
there's so many like it's and it's the again attention it's to like detail. Weird. Like, there's so many weird scenes that work so well, and honestly, Ryan Reynolds almost couldn't have pulled it off much better. I mean, really. Some of the just, and I know it's hard to get like, I don't know, emotional range out of a mask, but I'm telling you,
it's all in the eyes.
It is, and there was. You didn't get the classic comic Deadpool cockeye though. I don't remember noticing that. Maybe there was, you know, the kind of one eye squinted, one eye wide open. I don't know if you're familiar, but
I'm trying to think of the movie like.
Yeah, I don't remember that there was that.
I guess I gotta go see it again.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely in the cards. But yeah, when he makes the heart with his hands to her, and just everything about that scene was actually hilarious. All while he's got a dagger in his side of his temple. Yeah, there was no shortage of funny and action packed scenes for sure.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So.
Thought you like snapped your fingers.
Yeah, seriously. Chattering teeth. Anyways, moving on. Once again. Are we moving to the rating section? What are we going to do here?
Yeah, I mean, has anyone got anything else to say? I mean, what more can you say? I mean, it was...
I mean, I want to see it again. I'm definitely going to see it again.
It's definitely going to be a movie that you benefit from seeing it more than once. Because like I said, the jokes, there's so many of them. Some of them were duds, for sure. Because there's so many of them. The comic book references are going to go over a lot of people's heads.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there were so many things
like
that were still kind of funny, but if you're not really into it, you wouldn't have really got it. But they sort of generalized some of it to kind of keep it
for everybody,
you know?
If you're not necessarily a comic book fan, but you're a fan of the movies, you will probably get 75% of them. But there's a couple of them in there. They're actually, I forget what scene it is, but they actually say Rob Liefeld's name in reference to something happening in the movie. No one's going to get that unless they read the comics or just read comics in general.
I mean, a lot of people don't even know that there is a thing referred to as the fourth wall.
Right.
Yeah, this I is mean, true. Most people, I mean, because my brother was there. He has no idea. You know, he's talking about 16 walls here. And, you know, it's still funny, but you don't really, you know, if you're not a comic book reader or have ever, or
a Woody Allen fan,
you don't really, the joke is still funny, but it's obviously much funnier if you do understand the context of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But they made a lot of the jokes as such that you could still find them funny. And again, there were so many, adult themed situations that were hilarious. I mean out of control hilarious. I'm telling you, I could watch that like sex montage a few more times.
Yeah,
like for sure. It's
better than the Team America sex montage.
Yeah,
like for Halloween Ryan Reynolds goes down on his girlfriend with Dracula teeth in. I mean, come on.
I just thought Joe's going to love that scene because he loves Deadpool and Dracula.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, there's just no shortage. Something for everybody.
Dracula-pool.
What? Look at you writing comic books. All right, so Scott's going to give it a number.
Well, this is why Scott can't write the review, because I don't care. That blew me away as well as Guardians did. That movie was a 10. I had so much fun.
There's no such thing as a 10.
I know. That's why I can't write it. But that movie... God. Was more fun than I've had in a theater in a long time. And it was so unexpected for me.
Can I explain why a 10 works before I give my score? A 10 is not, this is the greatest thing ever made. It is, this movie, as it is constructed, could not have been better. It is as good as it was intended to be for its genre, for its medium.
It's also subjective.
Okay, so we have to put that in the site under the 10 category. Asterisks. So when it says it underneath,
that's fine.
Or like an 8 is great.
With a little asterisk.
Here's the thing.
No, like under 8, it says great on our website.
Right.
So yeah. Under 10.
No. Okay. If
say
you,
that one more time. Start over.
It's recorded.
Go again.
If
yeah,
you give a...
Go to the tape.
If you give an issue of Superman a 10, you're saying, as a Superman story in comic book form in this current iteration of the DC universe, this has no flaws to it. It is perfect for this 32-page issue of the book. Not it is the greatest comic book ever made, but this... For this Neil Adams run of Superman, this fourth issue hits every mark perfectly.
I mean, I feel like somebody's reaching.
And here's the thing.
Go ahead.
99% of the listeners go, I know what he's talking about. You're the only one that doesn't.
So wait, eight that's... listeners.
Okay, Chris, settle down.
We're really trying to grow this podcast. All right,
I need you nine
website.
People to
well
phone in.
Well over six-figure downloads, son.
Wait, this isn't even aired yet.
No, I don't mean this episode.
This
I mean
shit's
in
happening.
General.
I'm here.
Wait, when is now?
Wait.
Now is now. Go to then. When? Now. We can't. Why? We missed it. What?
When
will then be now?
Soon. So very soon you guys will be listening to this.
Almost nailed that. I know I screwed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Hey, we're about almost a 10 there.
Yeah. That's in said, the proper context.
That said... Hey. Don't be mad that I got that I pretty much crushed that explanation.
Yeah, you've been probably working on it for 3 months of me telling you 10
check his
don't
back
exist.
Pocket.
Two and a
yeah,
half
he's
minutes.
Got it written down.
2.5 minutes.
He's like open up your palms.
Reading it off his form.
Yeah.
I started piecing it show together as you started complaining. 2.5 minutes. Anyway. With all that said, Gina Carano, terrible.
All no. That said, I give it a 6.
Right.
Gina Carano, terrible. I definitely feel like the movie will benefit from a second and third viewing. I'm at an 8 right now.
8?
Yes.
Criminy Crispies, that's terrible.
I like the fact that they didn't spend too much
hold
time
on, a second.
On the origin story.
I'm going to let you think about this. I'm going to let you revamp that number real quick.
I'm at an 8.
God dang it.
Dude, how are you surprised? I mean, he sat here for the first 10 minutes saying like a lot of stuff.
I cannot
like,
wait to give Batman vs. Superman a 6. And I'm writing a review.
Everybody I know is already hating that movie, so I don't. I'm
already
taking,
loving it. I hope. It,
I am
hope
still taking that Friday
a,
off.
I hope it's a 10.
I'm still planning
and
to
I'm
see
give
it,
it a
at
six.
Least 2 or 3 times the opening weekend. I'm going to buy the extra special Blu-ray edition with Superman mask, and I'm going to wear it to work.
Whoa,
that's right.
You going to do some push-ups?
I'll give it a 10 now. I know it's going to be a 10.
Deadpool.
What
Deadpool could be a 10 for me in like 6 months when the Blu-ray is up. Okay, let me put it this way. Ant-Man in the theater, I was like, it was all right. I watched it like 3 or 4 more times. It's pretty fucking good.
No, it is good.
I'm at like an 8.5 for it now.
Ant-Man's another one, I think.
I need
think,
to see that.
I don't remember what I gave it originally or what I thought of it. I'll have to check the tape
I think
that.
When
did
we
do a thing?
I don't think we did a thing.
We did a podcast for it.
I know we did.
I don't think I did.
He
I know I wasn't.
And I did it. I gave it like a 7. And I think if I was to score it now, I'd be at about an 8.5.
I probably would have given it an 8 initially, and I'm probably closer to a 9 now because it's one of those movies. It's like Guardians, though, where anytime it's on, I sort of inadvertently am all the way into it.
You know, the worst thing is a lot of these movies, like I've still only seen them once. Like I've still only seen Ant-Man once.
You
I only seen Winter
have,
Soldier
you don't
twice.
Have cable. That's your problem. I've seen Winter Soldier in the last 3 months probably 8 times.
This guy doesn't buy movies anymore. Yeah. I still buy movies like... fairly regularly.
I sometimes do, but like sometimes I can't
wait. I
don't
wait. Either. There's just
like
so
if
much...
I want to see it bad enough, I'll just acquire it off the interwebs somehow. I don't know how it happens. It just ends up on my computer. And then I watch them. And then when it comes out, I don't really need to buy it. And then like sometimes, like
well,
if I really want to watch it, I'll just tell you to bring it over. I'm poor.
Yeah, but we're into so many things that it's...
Well,
it's hard to just...
After seeing that montage last night, it sounds like you're about to be into one more thing. Or should I say Crystal's about to be into one more thing?
There's going to be some stuff and things happening. It's
right,
going to be awkward.
So are you going to number this?
I'm going to give it a...
9.975.
No, I'm going to give it a 9.5. That's almost as high as I go.
I think that is as high as you ever went.
It's pretty close. I think I did downgrade something to a 9.7 once.
That's okay. On that note, I think when we reviewed Age of Ultron, I gave it a 9. I'd give it probably a 7 now.
Really? You gave it a 9?
Give it a 9?
Yeah, because I would have given the first Avengers a 10. And I still would, because I watched it a week or two ago, and I was like, this movie's still pretty much perfect. But
wait, which one?
The original, the first Marvel's Avengers movie.
Oh.
To me, that movie is pretty close to flawless. And
we have Age of Ultron is a 9 on the site.
Yeah, I wrote that. If I wrote it now, I'd probably be a 7.
That's another one I've only seen once.
You know what? I've seen it a few times.
It's good.
That's also been on, but it's... I think it's... You know, everyone was hating on Ultron, and I still don't see it.
I think that movie has the most decreasing returns in terms
of... It probably does compared to the others. I mean, there's still some parts of that movie that are...
Those are some great very parts. Very good.
But there's some parts of that movie that are definitely spotty. You know, there's holes in the situation.
I just feel like Joss Whedon got two-thirds of the way through and said, man, I don't want to make this anymore. Yeah. I want to go make Shakespeare in the Park. Well, finish this and then go make your terrible Shakespeare movie no one's going to watch. Then you'll realize this was the best movie you ever made, and you'll be making some show on PBS about talking dogs. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm saying 9.5. Again, this might be all subject to change. Maybe I'll go up. Maybe I'll go down. I don't see me liking it less. That's almost for sure.
That's the thing. I see myself liking it more, but I feel like I can't go higher than an 8 right now.
What if in... Okay, hear me out. What if when the bonus features come out on Blu-ray and Gina Carano's titties out?
I don't find her remotely attractive.
No, hey, work with me here.
Sir. Yeah, maybe not dressed like somebody from 1987 Street Fighter. No. But in general, yeah, she's a pretty lady.
Fine. Dude, I'd let her beat me up.
Fine. She's a terrible actress.
I don't know. Tell that to the other 10 movies she's been in.
She's been in a couple.
Then there's 10 movies I don't need
actually,
to see.
She's in another movie called Haywire that actually I kind of like. I mean, again, it's not like she's winning anything for any of her roles, but...
That's a Steven Soderbergh movie. That could be an Oscar winner.
As far as, you know, jumping around and kicking people and punching people's faces, I mean, she's what you want. And to be honest, I mean, all like the Ronda Rousey talk, she's the worst actress.
God, I really hope that these two listen out. And they come over here and beat the shit out of you two.
I do too.
Can I just say watching Jennifer Lawrence fight as Mystique in the X-Men movies is equally as convincing as watching Gina Carano?
I'm not saying that it's not.
I'm just saying that Jennifer Lawrence is a far... And I don't even think Jennifer Lawrence is that great. I think she's good.
I'd rather, yeah, but you know what? You want somebody that looks the part. You know what I mean? Like, if you're supposed to be, you know, that character, you know, you can't have Jennifer Lawrence do every single movie that comes out. Same way you can't have, who's the other one that's in everything now? Like, Zoe Saldana can't do every single movie that comes out.
I thought you were going to say, what's his face? Who? The guy that always works with Jennifer Lawrence? Bradley Cooper?
Oh, yeah.
He could have been Angel Dust.
He could have.
I think I should have been Angel Dust. Get my career going.
Yeah, you get the tips.
Well, whatever, man. We're like burning.
Yeah.
Nothing at
we're
this
burning
point.
The oil.
So yes, that's it. Go see it. Have fun. You'll like it. Don't forget to come to the site.
Don't bring your kids.
Yeah, don't bring your kids.
For the love
of God. And don't forget to head over to reviewandroast.com to rate it and or write your own review when you do. Until next time, I am Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX, Brian on Twitter at PureRotFury, Mike at MikeMiro7, or everything at Review and Roast.
Just follow Review.
Nailed it. X gon' give it to you. Fuck wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out from stainless steel. Go hard getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you did it. Damn right, can I do it again? Cause I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me. You motherfuckers never wanted nothing but your life saved. Bitch, and that's on a life day. I'm getting down, down. Like a nigga said, freeze. I won't be the one ending up on his knees, bitch, please. If the only thing you can't steal was came out to play, stay out my way, motherfucker. We gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. He ain't never gave nothing to me. But every time I turn around, cats got their hands out, wanting something from it. I ain't got it, so you can't get it. Let's leave it.
I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing. Only nigga that you know who can chill, come back and get the streets open. I've been doing this for 19 years. Niggas wanna fight me, fight these tears. I put in work and it's all for the kids. But these cats done forgot what work is. They don't know who we be looking. They don't know who they see. Nigga, first we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, we gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, we gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. We gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, we gon' give it to ya. Ayo, where my niggas at? I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Drunk too much for too long. Don't give up, you're too strong. Love to the wild, wild hunters. Shout out to niggas that done it. And it ain't even the bottom.